Building wealth as a small business owner, what does that even mean? Today's episode, I'm going to walk you through the common challenge that most, if not every small business owner has, the difference between the dream and the reality, and why one comes together and one you seem to never be able to leave. Why the dream comes together for some and why some are never able to leave reality. So let's get into it. I think, first of all, some context. This particular episode assumes that you already own a business, that you've made the leap into starting your venture, that you hopefully have hired a team, that you've got a bunch of folks that you're leading every day. But I'm going to use a couple of terms, and it's important to understand which one you are. There are two terms you need to know: owner and operator. Not every owner is an operator. Not every operator is an owner, but many small business owners are owner operators. What does that mean? It means they've got a job to do every day. They've got to show up. Maybe they've got to do the scheduling. Maybe they have to sign the checks. Maybe they have to work on special projects. Maybe they work with customers. The goal for every business owner is to hopefully not only provide a living for yourself and for others, but ultimately to build wealth, right? At the end of the day, some people start a business because they want to be able to retire, and they think this is one of the ways to do that. Some people like me believe that this is probably the best way for me to use my skills and talents, is to have a portfolio of businesses. I find it intellectually interesting to do the problem solving, but I also have a particular set of skills that I enjoy using every day to do things that ultimately help our portfolio of businesses. So building wealth as a small business owner ultimately comes when you have found a way to elevate yourself out of the owner-operator title into simply the owner title. And what is the test of the owner title? The test of the owner title is, do you need to show up every day in order for business to happen? Now, I know what you're thinking, because I've thought it myself. Well, you know, I could take an afternoon off. Maybe I could take a week off. Maybe I could take 2 weeks off. But that is ultimately the test. How much time could you reasonably take off before the business absolutely needs you, your help, your input, and your direction? And that's the test that you have to be able to pass. So a couple little rules to follow here. I'm going to help provide some direction. If you're listening to this saying, yeah, Dylan, I get it. Trust me. I don't want to be an operator. I just want to be an owner. But I need to be reminded of some of those very basic things. So let's take a look at it here. The first thing is, as you know, I anchor everything I do to the cash flow quadrant. So if you don't know what that is, check the show notes because the link will be there. And the first question you need to ask yourself is, which cash flow quadrant is my business in right now? Am I struggling, adjusting, growing? Because ultimately the goal of every business owner, operator, is to get through the quadrant and up to the investing quadrant, where you are no longer required every day in your business. You're probably not required at all on a daily basis. You simply are now in a position to figure out how to leverage your infrastructure, your resources, your people, and your cash to now really build some wealth, not just provide some cash and some walking around money. So the first thing you need to answer is, what cash flow quadrant are you in? Because this answers the question about cash flow, right? When we talk about cash, cash comes from profit. Profit comes from generating revenue that is in excess of your expenses. And moving out of the owner-operator role into just the owner role requires that your business is A, generating profit, and B, generating cash, because as that cash builds up, you use that cash to purchase assets, pay down debt, or ultimately take it out for yourself. Now, I know there's a lot of complicated math and financial speak that we could go down a rabbit hole on right now, but for purposes of what I'm trying to the idea that I'm trying to get across is, building wealth as a small business owner requires that you generate cash. So it only makes sense that you say to yourself, okay, well, which cash flow quadrant am I in right now? Because that's going to help me understand what it is that I need to do next. So after you figure out what cash flow quadrant you are in, then the next thing you need to answer is, what is preventing you from moving out of the owner-operator role into the owner role? And that could look like, you know, these particular job tasks, if I don't do them every day, I certainly do them every week. I definitely do them every month. So someone's going to have to take that over, or some ones are going to have to take different pieces of what I do, and they're going to need to run with it. And so if you look at the cash flow quadrant, that's going to give you some indication in terms of what you need to do to change your profit and cash position. Once you figure that out, the next thing you need to do is be honest with yourself and say, well, what's actually preventing me right now from coming off of payroll and just becoming an owner, taking the dividends out of this business or letting this business build up cash so that one day maybe I can sell it or I can use that cash to do some other things. You make an inventory. Again, it's just you looking at yourself, talking to yourself, maybe talking to your partner and making a list and prioritizing it and saying, here are the things that I need to do to move out of the owner operator role into purely an owner role. And this is one of those, this is kind of one of those ideas where you get momentary inspiration for it. Or I know for many years I did. I love the idea of only being an owner and not an owner operator, but that took a while to come together until I could do the third thing. So just to recap, one, what cash flow quadrant are you in? Two, what is preventing you from becoming an owner and stepping out of an owner operator role? And then three, this is where it really starts to come together, is what would you do if you were only an owner? I get it. I can already hear it. I can already hear some people going, no, Dylan, I do lots of stuff. Man, if I was just the owner, not an owner-operator, can you imagine yet? Here's what I've come to appreciate. I've gotten a chance to meet lots of successful entrepreneurs that built up sizable businesses, small businesses, sold them, and all of them generally follow the same path, which is I got it all out of my system. I bought the things I wanted to buy, or I went on the trips I wanted to go on, or I treated my family to the things I'd always hoped to treat my family to. We did the Disney World trip, or we did the Hawaii vacation, or what have you. But once that's over, you got to return to life and you need a reason to get out of bed in the morning. So here's my thesis. My thesis is that many entrepreneurs don't really want to build wealth. Not consciously, but subconsciously, because they're not even sure what they would do if they had the wealth. Now, immediately, some people are saying, I pay off my credit cards, I pay off my mortgage. Yeah, understand all of that. All of that makes perfect sense. But what would you actually do when you were done? So here's what happens. If you follow this along a little bit, my thesis is that, and this is what worked for me, and I get to try and play it out every single day, and I get to watch the results of what's happening. But what happens is, if you can figure out what would you do if you were only the owner, what would your day look like? And I don't think there's a wrong answer. If you say I wanted to become a golf pro, in my case, I want to continue to reinvest in businesses and become an active investor. So I don't necessarily want to be a part of the daily activities of a business, but I'd like to use my experience and my knowledge and try to problem solve and come up with creative ideas and ways of creating more value. Other people might say, I want to travel. I want to write a book. Maybe I'd start another business. But I think once you have figured out what you would do if you were only an owner and not an owner operator, then the other pieces get very easy, because then you say to yourself, okay, well, what's preventing you from doing what you would do if you were only an owner? And then depending on how motivated you are and how serious you are about how you'd want to spend your time if you were only an owner, then you start chipping through that list. And in order to chip through that list, guess what? You're probably going to need some cash. If you need some cash, that means you need some profit. If you need some profit, it means you need some revenue. All of a sudden, you've built yourself the scaffolding for a small, mini, individualized business plan that you can use to work yourself through this. So building wealth as a small business owner means removing yourself from the owner-operator title and only becoming an owner. The reason I think many entrepreneurs fail to do that is, first of all, it's very hard to run a business. It's very hard to run a profitable business, and it's very hard to run a profitable business that is ultimately successful. But if I assume that you can do all of that, then the next things that are very hard is to say to yourself, well, if I wasn't doing this, what would I do? And for me, that took months, if not a couple of years, to really kind of carve it down to what I felt I wanted to do if I was only an owner and not an owner operator. And every day I work on that and towards that. And I'm trying to fulfill my life with that. But once you figured that out, then you sort of go, what's preventing me from getting there? And the answer is probably cash. Cash means profit. Profit means revenue. So all of a sudden, you've got a little business plan that says, if our business was able to generate this kind of revenue, it would mean I'd have this much profit, which would generate this much cash, in which case now I have the people and the resources in place to operate this business, and I can simply step in as an owner only and provide help or guidance or assistance when needed, and now I get to do this other thing that I've aspired to do all along. And that's how real wealth is built. Real wealth is not, I don't believe real wealth is built by trading time for money. I think real wealth is built by leveraging time and resources and time from people and resources from the things that produce a return, and you get an exponential lift off of that instead of continuing to trade time for money, time for money, time for money. And don't fool yourself. I think even if you have a profitable business and you're on payroll and you are an owner operator, you might be building some wealth, but I don't believe if you sat down and ran the math, you would be building as much wealth as you could if you were able to simply have people do the work that you're doing now, because chances are you're doing several jobs or multiple tasks that would have to be given to a few different people. Those few different people would all require a paycheck. That paycheck would mean that your business would have to be doing a certain level of volume in order to afford it. And so now all of a sudden you would have to build a business that can run without you. And that is how a small business owner builds wealth. So hopefully you found that helpful. I was reminded of this because I had coffee with a gentleman this morning who's looking at buying a business, and we started talking through some of these different challenges and variables. And as he goes into the business, he's already trying to think of what his end game is. And it was refreshing, but it was a good reminder that the way to build wealth is to be intentional about it. Figure out where you sit on that cash flow quadrant, figure out what's preventing you from stepping out of an owner operator and into an owner position only. And then ultimately, what would you do if you were an owner? Because we all stay inside our comfort zone. And even though we say we'd like to be owners only and not owner operators, I think more of us say it than the number of us that can actually do it and work towards it. So there's some food for thought. Thanks for tuning in to this episode, and we'll see you again tomorrow.